Day 7, The Secret Ingredient. Thus the heavens and the earth were completed in all their vast array. By the seventh day, God had finished the work he had been doing. So on the seventh day he rested from all his work. Then God blessed the seventh day and made it holy, because on it he rested from all the work of creating that he had done. Even God stopped. On the final day of creation, we see God demonstrating a discipline in his creativity. He stops, rests, reflects. He's present with what he has made. I don't know about you, but when I haven't stopped in a while, I find my mind becomes messy and unclear and stagnant. I'm finding creativity is not a one-way river. It's more like a tidal sea. It needs to ebb and flow in production and rest. In order to flow and produce in one direction, the creative mind must ebb and drain out into openness and rest so that it can regather and flow again. This discipline of God's is something neuroscientists today are telling us is really important for the brain. They're finding that when the brain is awake but idle, it enters into what they call the default mode. In this mode, when our minds daydream and wander, the brain actually gets moving in a different way. The subconscious mind comes alive and makes connections between ideas we've been thinking about. Memories and information solidify into neural pathways. But the thing is, if we fill these moments of downtime in our day with constant activity, we scroll through our phone, we flick on the TV, we actually continue to exhaust the brain. It's deprived of a chance to ebb, rest, and reflect and make those deep, subconscious connections. Eventually, the creative mind gets exhausted, and we get frustrated with our lack of creative energy. But if even our Creator stopped and rested, is it realistic to expect that we can create endlessly without resting too? On this very last day of creation, maybe God gave us his secret ingredient to sustaining brilliant creativity. We need to stop, rest, reflect, and be present. We need to ebb so that we can flow.